Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many mammals that inhabit higher altitudes spend the majority of the year in hibernation. And as Jeff Lane, postdoctoral researcher at the University of Alberta, explains, shifting weather patterns are putting a damper on the limited time they have in the sun.
Hibernation is truly a fascinating biological phenomenon. A hibernating animal's body temperature can be maintained near freezing, and body temperatures below 0 degrees Celsius have been recorded. Breathing and heart rate can fall to 2 or 3 breaths and beats per minute, and the metabolic rate of a hibernating animal can fall to as low as 1% of the metabolic rate of an active animal at the same ambient temperature. These amazing physiological feats have attracted the interest of scientists for decades. Surprisingly, though, while we have accumulated a great deal of information about the physiological aspects of hibernation, we know comparatively less regarding its ecological relevance. We have been studying the natural expression of hibernation in a wild population of Colombian ground squirrels for the past 20 years. We have learned that individuals emerge earlier from hibernation during warm springs and in years with earlier snowmelt. And while spring temperatures have not shown a consistent trend during the past 2 decades at this location, the date of snowmelt has become consistently later. This has been caused by an increasing likelihood of late season snowstorms. In contrast to many of the reported effects of climate change, such as earlier flowering phenology and the return of birds for migration, a trend for progressively later snowmelts has thus led to consistently later emergences of ground squirrels. While such an effect has been little reported, it may be increasingly observed. Consensus projections from current climate models are for increasing winter precipitation and heavy precipitation events. Of concern for Colombian ground squirrels, the overwinter survival of both reproductive females and their offspring was lower during years of later emergence. As the global climate is changing, a better understanding of how suites of environmental variables influence wild populations will become an increasingly pressing concern.
That was Jeff Lane of the University of Alberta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.